News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
International Women's Day is ultimately an excuse for virtue signalling as every woke celebrity and social commentator steps out to decry misogyny, gender bias and the rape culture on campuses while demanding trigger warnings, safe spaces and insisting on deplatforming those whose opinions they do not agree with. They are the words in the Irish Independent written by Patricia Casey, Emeritus Professor of Psychiatry in UCD and Consultant Psychiatrist at the Mater Hospital. Patricia Casey, I think it's fair to say you're not a fan of International Women's Day.
I'm ambivalent, to say the least, yes.
Tell us why.
For the reasons that I've given in my article, which I hope everybody will read in the Irish Independent, mainly because I don't doubt that there are problems facing women, but I think that to assume that one day, one feel-good day is going to make any difference is completely naive. And this is essentially a day of socialist activism. It began as it started as a socialist activist day when women in sweatshops rightly marched against their conditions. The Soviet Union declared it in 1917 as a national holiday, and this has continued in that vein. It was adopted then as a day of formal recognition by the World Health Organization in 1975. So it's essentially about socialist activism. And indeed, if we look at the programs of events, it's a lot of it is to do with trade unions and various caucuses, various left-wing caucuses in this country at any rate. A single day to deal with some of these very difficult issues that also face men, I might add, like rape, like violence, domestic violence that affects men as well as women.
Not to the same extent, people would say. Nothing.
Well,
like
we don't know. Other people would disagree. For example, in relation to domestic violence, that it's predominantly female. It may be, but we just don't know for certain because not much research has been done on men. All I know is that as a practicing clinician, I see men quite frequently who are the victims of domestic violence.
Okay. You also make the point in your piece that Ireland actually ranks quite well in terms of gender equality.
It does. Global Forum, the World Economic Forum, and their report in 2018 looked at economic issues in relation to women and found that, in fact, we're ninth in the world. We're even ahead of Denmark. So this view that's portrayed that Irish women are tied to the kitchen sink, that we're poverty stricken, that we can't achieve posts in high academia, would seem to be wrong when you read the report. Now, it's a very tedious report to read. It's full of graphs and statistical analysis. But if somebody has the wherewithal to pull it out,
Finally, Patricia, you're quite scathing about some of the events going on, seminars, poetry reading, circle dancers and think-ins as the day tediously goes on. I mean, you're being quite provocative here.
Oh, I know I'm being provocative. There is also a Men's Day. I think these days to mark, half the population are meaningless. I think we are better focusing on the problems as individual problems and tackling them that way, rather than pretending that a day of poetry readings and singing is going to help. And by the way, I'm not sure that this speaks. That International Women's Day speaks to big groups of women like myself, who are certainly not socialist, or to women who stay in the home, although I'm not one. But I think there are huge swathes of women who are left out of International Women's Day.
Okay, Patricia, thanks indeed for joining us.